Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little Van Halen bringing us back. I like that. I like that riff. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. We got our Brain Trust is there. About a couple of thousand members of our Brain Trust. It's the largest community of small business experts on the planet. And we've been working with these guys now for 13 and a half years on the radio for that long and on the internet almost that long and all the other things that are there, my newsletter, the blog, the poll question. We ask a different question every week on the homepage. We don't want to know what you think, so hope you check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Bill Diffenderfer has deposited with us as a member of our Brain Trust for the last couple of years. And he's got a new project going on. He calls it GoCoalition.com, GoCoalition.com. Bill, tell us about it. What is it?
It's a platform for political organizing, although it also works for organizing and communicating from a social media standpoint for any organization that wants to interact with people through blogging, through messaging, through town halls, through YouTube, through event planning. It's a full set, a complete suite of services and capabilities for anybody who's trying to organize issues and make things happen with people they don't know, and it's free. This doesn't cost you anything. It's for people and groups that really can't afford a $50,000 or $100,000 website. You go to GoCoalition.com and you sign in as an individual, or you can sign in as a coalition, as a group.
Right.
And then it's sort of like a dating service.
But if it's going to be largely
politics.
So are these communities? So you go there and build and establish your own community. Basically, is what you're talking about, right? But are these communities going to interact with each other?
Absolutely. In the same way that on Facebook, a friend can become a friend of somebody else.
Right.
In our environment, a community can become a friend with another community.
But let's focus
and then
on
they can share services.
Let's focus on the politics, because this is one of the main reasons why you came in. You decided to do this. How is this going to affect? How do you see this affecting politics in the next election cycle?
Well, this is a nonpartisan system capability, but let's focus on the Tea Party as a great example of a group of people. You know, 20% of our voting population, recognize the Tea Party as something that really matters in this country. Probably more now.
I'm not a member of the Tea Party, but I think they're important to the debate.
Exactly right. And there are literally thousands of groups. There's no one Tea Party, in a monolithic sense
right.
that somebody runs. It's run at the state level. It's run at the local level. And these groups all, have a voice that needs to be heard. And so, we just talked to a bunch of Tea Party leaders this over the weekend. And at the state level, and they want to use Go Coalition as their website, essentially, because they can't afford $100,000, for one. And I know that, like, the United Ohio Healthcare Initiative just signed up 60 of their coalition groups, each different county. So they're all going into Go Coalition because they can organize amongst themselves together within this capability, in the same way that Facebook friends do. And individuals can come in and find different coalitions they want to join.
Now, one thing,
coalitions can help find individuals.
One thing, it's one thing to go to a social media site and debate, and I have this idea, you have another idea, we go point, counterpoint, back and forth on the social media site. But there's another level of that I'm going to call marshaling the forces. And what I heard David Plouffe say was that they were so connected from an email standpoint, from a texting standpoint, from a social media standpoint, that if they needed a push in a certain county in Florida, they really need to get some people to move down there. And they happen to know a guy in Ohio who knew those people, they would contact, they would push out to that guy electronically, tell him what needed to be done. He would then marshal his people in Florida, and in a matter of a day or so, they'd turn that thing around.
We have all those capabilities in Go Coalition. All the things that the Democrats were using in the political environment that elected Barack Obama, those same capabilities and more exist in GoCoalition.com right now.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Bill. In the Obama administration was organized. Their electronic system was organized. Is that an advantage over you know, being more decentralized?
Well, you know, clearly there's always a centralized power that is supportive. But frankly, the way the country is going right now, what we need to do is empower the decentralization.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the voice is. I trust the American people. And I know that sort of sounds corny, but I do.
I agree
and
with you.
I trust the debate that they will have amongst themselves, and that together we will come up with the best answers.
Well, Bill,
now
I think
not being heard.
I think what you're doing, and I think what you just said, is the only way we're going to save ourselves. We cannot count on Washington to save us. We have to save ourselves, Bill.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do here, and what started this in the first place. You know, the people get it. They understand.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things that our capability
Hold on that thought, Bill. I got to take a quick break. I'll let you talk about that on the other side of the message. We're going to talk about this some more, folks. This is, you know, I've said for a long time that if we can find a way to connect the people and where we can hold a light, shine up a sunlight on politicians on both sides of the aisle and make them behave as the way they speak, this is the only way we're going to take our country back. Tintel, Bill Diffenderfer is our guest. His new website is GoCoalition.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.